This week on America Interrupted from the PBS NewsHour, our reporters share what they saw as they covered the attack on the Capitol.
I was looking at the front door to the U.S. Capitol, and faces of, you know, that mob pressed right up against the glass, trying to break in.
An intimate look at what happened that day.
It was the culmination, really, of President Trump's lies, his allegations, all of the false things that he's been telling his supporters.
And what they and the country will remember.
In all the stories that I've done and all the places that I've been, I've never, ever found it as difficult as it is right now to explain to my girls what's going on in this country we call home.
Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted wherever you listen to podcasts. It has been only 7 days since the nation watched a mob storm the United States Capitol. Today, the eyes of Americans were again on the Capitol building, but this time as the U.S. House of Representatives impeached President Trump on a charge of instigating the assault. Congressional correspondent Lisa Desjardins reports on how this historic day unfolded.
The U.S. Capitol, still a recovering crime scene, today saw more extraordinary history.
House will be in order.
As the Democratic-led House moved with unprecedented speed to impeach a president, and for an unprecedented second time.
He must go. He is a clear and present danger to the nation that we all love.
It's always been about getting the president, no matter what. It's an obsession that is now broadened.
All of this directly connected to the riot that engulfed the Capitol 1 week ago, killing five people, injuring dozens. President Trump had encouraged supporters to march to the Capitol. Those calling for impeachment say these words incited violence.
We fight like hell, and if you don't fight like hell, you're not going to have a country anymore.
But the president's supporters point to these words as evidence otherwise.
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
That is the impeachment charge and question. Did the president willfully incite violence against the government of the United States? Passionate Democrats insisted today he must be held accountable.
The president of the United States instigated an attempted coup in this country. People died. Everybody should be outraged, whether you're a Democrat or Republican. If this is not an impeachable offense, I don't know what the hell is. This president is not fit to remain in office.
The president not only incited an insurrection against our government, but has in word and deed led a rebellion. For us to be able to survive as a functioning democracy, there has to be accountability. We must impeach and remove this president from the office immediately so that he cannot be a threat to our democracy.
Today's efforts came after Vice President Mike Pence sent a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi last night announcing he would not invoke the 25th Amendment and strip the president of his duties, saying it would, quote, set a terrible precedent. On the House floor, the president's most ardent supporters rejected impeachment.
If we impeached every politician who gave a fiery speech to a crowd of partisans, this Capitol would be deserted. That's what the president did. That is all he did. He specifically told the crowd to protest peacefully and patriotically, and the vast majority of them did. But every movement has a lunatic fringe.
This country is hurting. The people are hurting. Our colleagues are hurting. This is a reckless impeachment. This will only bring up the hate and fire more than ever before. Have a conscience. Put the people before politics.
Gentleman's time's expired.
Unify
gentleman from Oklahoma.
But in a rare rebuke of any president, even some of his own party leaders and closest allies said he was responsible for what happened. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy.
Some say the riots were caused by Antifa. There is absolutely no evidence of that. The president bears responsibility for Wednesday's attack on Congress by mob rioters. He should have immediately denounced the mob when he saw what was unfolding.
McCarthy stopped short of impeachment, but other Republicans, like Washington's Jamie Herrera Butler, voted to impeach.
My vote to impeach our sitting president is not a fear-based decision. I am not choosing a side. I'm choosing truth. It's the only way to defeat fear.
In all, 10 House Republicans threw their support behind impeachment. The final vote was 232-197. It was one of the shortest presidential impeachment debates in American history, but it was incredibly passionate, with fear and blame woven together.
Just 1 week ago, almost to the hour, I laid right there on the floor of the gallery above us. I heard gunshots in the speaker's lobby. I heard the mob pounding on the door. And what they were trying to do, they were all an angry mob incited by the president, trying to stop certification of a legitimate election. It's clear the president learned nothing in the last year.
Rather than actually helping American people in this time, we start impeachments that further divide our country. I call bullcrap when I hear the Democrats demanding unity. Sadly, they are only unified in hate.
As the debate went forward, physical reminders of what sparked it were clearly in evidence. National Guard troops lined up in front of the Capitol and sleeping inside, camping out on the marble floors of the Capitol, finding nooks next to statues as they rotate on and off duty. Lawmakers themselves faced new unprecedented security, now required to pass through metal detectors when entering the House chamber. And face masks are now mandatory under penalty of a $500 fine for violations. For his part, the president today sent out a statement urging calm. He wrote, "I urge there must be no violence, no lawbreaking, no vandalism of any kind. That is not what I stand for." Meanwhile, there were more arrests in the investigation into last week's Capitol siege. Robert Keith Packer, who was pictured wearing a Camp Auschwitz sweatshirt when he stormed the Capitol, was taken into custody this morning in Virginia. Officials now are looking toward the inauguration. And D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser said today the security operation has intensified amid fears of renewed violence.
Clearly, we are in uncharted waters, and it is very important that we work with all of our partners to secure these events and secure these parts of our city. Certainly, this time last year, we didn't expect to be in this situation.
City officials said upwards of 20,000 National Guard troops will patrol the district. That's four times the total number of U.S. troops in Afghanistan and Iraq.